expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem. And you have clicked on to DDV Radio and Our Urban Story on this beautiful March 2nd, 2019 afternoon. We're so glad to have you. Miss Diamond?
Yes. Hello, everyone. And thank you for joining us. We hope that you've had a great week, and we look forward to the spring, which will be coming around March 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. But although we've had some snow here in the Northeast, to your point, it has turned into quite a beautiful day.
Yes, it has.
Today, I think we want to start off talking about, because this needs to be addressed, we need to deconstruct and really go in on the unfounded and irrational hatred of Donald John Trump, our president, our 45th president. And what's the root behind it? What's the cause of it? And the false allegations that he's a racist. Before Donald Trump became president, he was awarded a diversity award by Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Sly Jackson.
He was given an award on Ellis Island,
yes,
where he was pictured with Muhammad Ali and the late civil rights icon, Rosa Parks.
Yes,
and
yes.
Muhammad Ali, as we all know, has passed as well. So what is this with calling Donald Trump a racist? And he's taking pictures with Al Sharpton and Michael Jackson, and we can go on and on about President Trump. I mean, and he supported Jennifer Hudson and her family during their distress. He's been pictured with Aretha Franklin. So now, since he's president, he's been president now for 2 years, he's a racist? What is this based on? Barbara, your thoughts.
It's based on the playbook of the Democratic Party. Number one, they still haven't gotten over the fact that we're not saying Madam President.
Mm-hmm.
They're still angry about that.
Yeah.
So now, even though you can see the history of him with black people, all of a sudden he's a racist, because that is their major card that they play. That is their ace. They're always playing that card. Look, they played the race card to get Obama.
Yes.
Because he was 50% black.
Yes.
To get him elected.
Mm-hmm.
They played on white guilt.
Yes.
So
yes,
white people who didn't even know his history or whatever,
right,
were inclined to say, well, it's about time America,
right,
has someone, even if they're 50% black, in the presidency,
mm-hmm,
which was a mistake,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
an absolute mistake. So that is the only card that they have to play.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they play? So even if it's contrived and
right,
it's a lie,
right,
they're going to say it. Al Sharpton, of all people, had nerve enough to say that Donald Trump is obsessed with race. Al Sharpton told you, in trying to say something about Donald Trump, who he really is.
Exactly.
I always say, listen to what people call other people. This man is so obsessed with race, and I'm talking about Al Sharpton.
Yes, yes, excuse me.
Because number one, it's very profitable for him. Not that he cares about black people, in a sense, because why doesn't he mention black-on-black crime? Why doesn't he try to do anything he can to help bring those numbers down? He has shattered many black people, the young, the youth, he shattered their dreams playing that race card, but he does not care, because that has made him significant. That has made him anoint himself as the leader of black people, and that has put plenty of money in his pockets.
Absolutely, Barbara. Good point. You know, when I work with a lady who thought it was funny that this middle-aged to older white woman put a photo of herself on Facebook in which her T-shirt said F Trump, the actual word F Trump, and F the people who voted for him. Now, the same black lady said to me, well, I go to church every Sunday. She goes to this Baptist church. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're proud of someone or you support someone who says F Donald Trump and F those who supported Donald Trump, that is very unchristian.
It is.
That is very unchristian. The anger toward Donald Trump is not that he's a racist. There's no evidence, zero. He
None.
Used to date a black woman. And now you have this other black woman who worked on this campaign who said Donald Trump kissed her and she didn't like it. She's a phony. She's goodbye, Felicia. But Donald Trump is far from a racist. You see, Barbara, you're going to touch on an article which I think is very important from the America Thinker.
Yes.
American Thinker, about the second Civil War. And I think that's what we're undergoing now.
That's
although
correct.
At this point, no bullets have been fired, but fists have been flying. Supporters of Donald Trump have been attacked physically, verbally, and otherwise. We've been smeared. We've been made to look like a racist and bigots. See, the issue is, the socialists in this country do not believe in freedom. They're actually fascist. If you don't believe what they tell you, if you don't agree with what they're saying, they don't want to hear your side. They're against you. You're anti-American. And see, Barack Obama was supposed to usher in a new age
Absolutely.
Of socialism
but we
in
stopped
this
him.
Country. But he was stopped in part by the American people, and groups like the Tea Party were instrumental.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But he was largely stopped by the United States Constitution.
Absolutely.
Because there are three co-equal branches of government.
And I just say, once, that's why he didn't like it.
Exactly. And that's why they're beyond liberals. They're not really liberals, but for the sake of
that's
a term people really understand and know, we'll say liberal, but they're actually secular humanists.
Yes, they are.
They believe that man is a measure of all things.
Everything.
So they don't like the Constitution. They don't like the founding of this country, but it is cemented in stone in our history that we were founded on Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. And so back to my original point. So Barack Obama was elected, as we know, twice based on white guilt.
Yes.
In large part. And Madam Hillary Rodham Clinton was supposed to continue the push towards socialism that the leftists, the godless, really want. But Donald Trump, the ultimate disruptor, was elected.
Absolutely.
Beholden to no political party, really, although he identifies as Republican. He doesn't owe Goldman Sachs. He doesn't owe any of these people. He doesn't owe Planned Parenthood anything. He came in and he disrupted and he's cleaning out the swamp, Barbara.
Absolutely. And then what price do you entice a billionaire with?
Exactly.
You see, most of them are bought and paid for.
Exactly.
They have sold their souls for whoever is the largest and the highest bidder.
Exactly.
And donor.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's different with him. You know, I had to speak in, Massachusetts.
Right. This past Tuesday.
And I started off with this. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. And I add in here the age of insanity. Insanity, because what we see going on in our streets is total insanity. The vitriol is outrageous. But once again, being that they're, what should I say, role model, goddess, or whatever, of socialism was not elected.
Yes.
Was defeated.
Yes.
Her followers are going absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a hat causing people to knock a hat off someone's head that they don't even know.
Yes.
Start screaming.
Yes.
Using profanity. Having shirts made that say stuff like, you know, F Trump and F those who voted for him. That is an age of outright insanity, but it's the best of times because we have a president who loves America for a change. The last 8 years prior to his election, we did not have that. We had a socialist slash Marxist in office who did not believe in how this country was founded.
Absolutely.
How many times did you hear the former president say, God bless America?
Mm-hmm.
You can count them on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have someone who loves America. And I believe loves Americans. And he's putting us first. Instead of celebrating his many accomplishments, mm-hmm. the insanity doesn't want to look at the low unemployment
mm-hmm.
rate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to look at the fact how we're producing oil. We're selling it now.
Mm-hmm.
How these trade agreements are being renegotiated.
Mm-hmm.
And how our president is man enough to walk away from the table when you're not acting right at that table.
Exactly.
But the insanity goes on. This is a time of absolute insanity because the socialists, the Marxists, the communists have all joined forces, and all of them are led by and believe in the secular humanism theory or ideology, which is an ideology of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also there gave something out from John Welch. He was the founder of
John Birch Society.
John Birch Society.
Mm-hmm.
The American Republic will endure only so long as the principles are sufficiently understood by each succeeding generation of American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best of times. Our job now is to make sure that the principles of our Democratic Republic are understood by those coming behind us. And I want to believe, and I do believe, that we were born free, we will remain free. We will never become a socialistic country. But that's what the people on the other side, like Bernie Sanders and what is an AOC, want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Socialism, where they will be in control mm-hmm. of your life, mm-hmm. of my life. And something that was said by another woman that I talked about Tuesday, another lady, Dr. Mildred Fay mm-hmm. Jefferson, who said, if we don't fight socialism and if we don't fight these socialists, we'll be slaves in a free land.
Mm.
That's very profound.
Very much so. And just going back to the unfounded hatred of Donald Trump.
Yes, it's unfounded.
Disrupted. If there's no, why do you hate Donald Trump? If you ask them, well, what has Donald Trump done to this country and to you to make you hate him, they will not have a rational answer.
No, they won't.
And then what the Democrats tried to do this week, because apparently Robert Mueller's report will not, it will be anticlimactic. It will not accuse President Trump of collusion. They're disappointed in that. So they chuck out Michael Cohen, former attorney to our current president. Now, Michael Cohen is very interesting. Michael Cohen, when he was pitching a book, he had positive things to say.
Yes, he did.
About President Trump.
Absolutely.
And this past week, he apparently, based on what I've been able to understand and learn, he before he testified, he was prepped by some Democrats. And his testimony was largely negative against President Trump. But the bottom line is they still have no evidence of collusion. Barbara.
None.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of this investigation was supposed to be about. How Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election.
Right.
And they have no evidence.
None.
So all of these sidebars are just made to make him look bad.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
While he's over there trying to negotiate and get this, what is it, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
To come down on these nuclear weapons that our previous presidents allowed him to acquire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our previous presidents, beginning with Clinton, did mm-hmm. nothing to stop the proliferation of these weapons.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Now, the president did walk away from the negotiations with President Kim Jong-un of
yes.
North Korea. But it is better to walk away from an incomplete or a deal that's not beneficial than to sign onto a bad one. So I applaud the president for having the guts to walk away from a potentially bad deal.
Absolutely. He knows the art of the deal. Isn't that the name of his book?
Exactly.
And Kim Jong-un knows that he can't play with him. He can't use that old playbook that he did with Clinton, Bush, and Obama.
Exactly.
Our president is unpredictable, but he knows the art of the deal.
Absolutely.
And it took a man not worried about what's going on in America as far as Michael Cohen is concerned.
Absolutely.
See, I guess they thought that he'd be so distracted with that he would let them have their way.
Right. Potential, yeah.
That was their game plan.
Gotcha.
But what he did is he outfoxed them. He walked away.
Absolutely.
Now they're going to resume.
Right.
But that makes them know he's not going to waver on certain aspects of it.
And you're not going to distract him to the point where he would sign or he'd be desperate to sign a potentially bad deal just to have a positive headline for a day.
Absolutely.
Because the press hates him so much that even if he had signed the deal with Kim Jong-un, that may have been less than ideal, they would have given him credit for half a day, maybe an hour, and then it's back to bashing the president.
They would have been bashing him. They would have said, look, he caved. He did this. They don't like him. They don't like him because he can't be manipulated.
Absolutely.
He is a man among men.
Right.
And most of them in the offices that they are in, even those attorneys, they can be bought with a price.
Absolutely. So going back to this unfounded hatred and irrational hatred and smear campaign against Donald John Trump, part of the reason is he's even more conservative than Ronald Reagan.
You think so? Okay.
Case in point, they're reducing funding to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
It's only $60 million at this point, which is a drop in the bucket, but it's a move in the right direction. Taking the embassy, or moving the embassy, I should say, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Since 1995, had promised
it. They've been promising, right.
Congress had passed that, and Trump was the only one who had the guts to actually do it.
Absolutely.
Making moves economically to the point where black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment are at their lowest rates in history.
Yes.
Which means you have fewer victims for the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
He is a disruptor, and that's why they dislike him. They hate him. He is not bound. He doesn't owe money to this one, to that one.
That's right.
He can work in the interest of the American people, and he will be reelected. You have people like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who came from this radical group, and she was elected, as we know, from this district in New York, and she's proposing this Green New Deal, which means the United States will be the only country in 10 years without planes, without cars, meatless and all of that, costing us trillions of dollars, no carbon emissions. I mean, we would be a vulnerable country. We would be Venezuela under the Green New Deal. So she says the other day, well, if you think it's bad and you come up with a better plan, until then, I'm the boss. Well, I have a message for AOC. You're not the boss. The American people are your boss.
Well, the only ones.
That district in New York, they're your collective boss.
Absolutely. Those are the only people she can boss. If they were dumb enough to vote for her, they deserve to be bossed by her. That's the only thing I can say. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely ridiculous. She has no experience. She doesn't even have common sense.
Yes, she does not.
You know, and she's trying to follow in the footsteps of Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, I totally disagree with him, but at least he has a brain that works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he's no dummy.
Right, exactly.
He is just an extreme secular humanist.
Right.
And he's an extreme Jewish man who I call people like him self-hating Jews.
Right, exactly.
Because there's no country. He's compared us with several badly run countries,
right. Mm-hmm.
Under dictatorships and all of that.
Correct.
He's just one of those godless goons who comes up with all of this darkness, but at least he has some intelligence about.
Well, I don't. Yeah, he's definitely more intelligent than AOC.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know where she got her degree from. I think it was actually a prestigious university, but they really did a disservice. But the thing with Bernie Sanders, at least he has a little history being a senator
absolutely.
From Vermont for over 20 years. This woman was a waitress at a bar somewhere, a bartender, I think she was actually, and a waitress. And now she can tell us how to run the American economy. This is the most successful economy in the world because of capitalism. Socialism doesn't
absolutely.
Work. It's so interesting to me how you have people living in the comfort of the United States that was built on Christianity and capitalism.
Right.
And yet they push for socialism, yet you never see them move to socialist countries.
No, you don't.
Why is that? Because they want to live off of the success of capitalism. Now, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders here. Now, an avowed socialist, so is Barack Obama. But
absolutely,
it's interesting
absolutely.
That Bernie Sanders has like three homes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He has accumulated wealth. So has AOC. She, you know, has a luxury apartment in Washington.
Probably from her parents.
And, well, she got some money because she was offered a deal from Netflix as well.
Oh, I got you.
But are they donating their salaries to help those less fortunate?
No.
If AOC believes that the wealthy should be taxed at 70%, do you believe Obama should be taxed at 70%? He's wealthy. How about Oprah Winfrey? Why do you propose she gets taxed at 70%? These people are, I mean, she can't, her credit rating was like at the 400 level. She can't even have a good credit rating, but she's going to tell us how to run the most complex and yet successful economic system in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it you know, people like her being elected to any office other than street sweeper. And
it's
I don't even mean to degrade them because we have some good street sweepers. I don't even
what
know.
What happened was,
I mean, that's a disgrace.
She was backed by this radical group, and I believe George Soros and others funded her. And she won against this incumbent Democrat in that district. And then when she, for the general election, she had no Republican running against her. That will not be the case when she comes up for election. Brandon Straka, who is the founder of the Walkaway Movement, is thinking about running against her. Others will be running against her. And I can assure you, mark my words, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be defeated. She will be a one-termer. So will Rashida Tlaib, who is a radical anti-Semite who was elected
and
out of this district in Michigan, but it's primarily Muslim. Same thing with Ilhan Omar,
yes.
who was elected out of this primarily Muslim district in Minnesota.
And
she will be defeated.
And we can thank Obama for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he brought in refugees, which were 97% of them, they were Muslim.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He wanted to turn this country into a Muslim country. And you know what's so dark about the ideology of these leftists, mm-hmm. secular humanists, right. communists, Marxists? Every place these ideologies have reigned are a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people from the Middle East have to come here for a better chance of life? I mean, why do they come to a bacon-eating country and they don't believe in pork?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they want their children to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Sharia law didn't work for them.
Absolutely.
Praying five times a day with their special prayer cloth didn't work.
Exactly.
I mean, and they come here.
Exactly. Exactly.
The system that our forefathers and our mothers, foremothers said works. You know, I wrote a paper when I was in that crazy college, America Shaped in the Hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
It was only God that guided the pilgrims, the Puritans, and all of them that came to this land for religious freedom. And our George Washington and our Daniel Webster and all of them, God was the one who worked with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For them to set up such an experiment
mm-hmm.
that is so successful, more successful than any other land.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's really the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Muslims may come here with thoughts of trying to proselytize.
Yes.
But they know that the United States, they should know, is a different country than England. We are not Europe.
No,
and
we're not.
And they know one of the key fundamental differences between us and England is that we have guns.
We're armed and dangerous.
There are more guns in the United States than there are people. That's number one. Number two, we have a barbecue place, and this may sound silly, but we have barbecue places in every nook and cranny you can think of, and 99% of them serve pork. So if you want to try to remove pork because you're Muslim, that's going to be very difficult for you to do. We believe in our freedom.
We love bacon.
We will fight tooth and nail
absolutely
to preserve this union. We are not going to bow five times a day toward Mecca because it doesn't work. If it worked, you and I would be lining up to get into Saudi Arabia.
Thank you.
Because they have the two shrines, Mecca and Medina, to Islam or for
right.
Islam.
Right.
We would be lining up to move to
yes.
Saudi Arabia,
yes.
to Bahrain, to wherever, to Muslim country. Why is it the reverse? Why is it the reverse? Why
That's
are they
right.
trying to get into the West? Why do they want to come here? It's not just about proselytizing to take over the world, God forbid, for Islam. It's about having regular electricity, running
Thank
water,
you.
Three meals a day.
And look at the ISIS bride who went over.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, her father was a diplomat.
Right. She is not eligible
right.
to return to
Thank
the United
God.
States.
That's right. Why does she want to come back?
Exactly. If it was so great in a Muslim country.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about, I'm glad you brought that up, because there are ISIS brides going back, not only to the United States,
yes.
but also to the United Kingdom. Now, if Trump didn't push, and it's really, I have to give credit where credit is due. The reason why ISIS was absolutely defeated, there are pockets here and there.
Absolutely.
But the head has been cut off, because there's still Nazis here and there, but the head was cut off and undercut.
Absolutely.
The reason she wants to come back is because ISIS has been defeated.
Yep.
If ISIS
yep.
was still allowed to roam, which the EU, European Union, Barack Obama allowed ISIS to flourish, if they were still in charge, taking over the oil from Syria and Iraq, chopping people's heads off, primarily Christians, she would still be an ISIS bride if they were still in power.
If they were still
trying to build the caliphate,
yes.
and if he had not been killed, she would still want to be an ISIS bride.
Yes.
But now that they've been defeated and decimated, now they want to come back to the West. The answer is absolutely no, because you were willing and you were part of this evil and demonic group that put people in cages and drowned them, that chopped off the heads of innocent Christians, that sold women as slaves. You were part of that evil group. And now that they've been defeated, you want to come back to the West? The answer is no.
And from what I understand, the father, who used to be a diplomat here, is suing our president.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they know that we are a land of laws.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times these people who shouldn't take advantage of our laws do.
Absolutely.
And they'll find some crooked lawyer here.
Right. Well, they'll file a lawsuit, but President Trump is obviously, the man's virtually a genius. He's surrounded by very smart people. And
oh, yes.
when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says she has no right to be in the United States, I guarantee you if this goes through to a court, the president, the administration will win.
Amen.
They will absolutely win, because she's only coming back because ISIS has been defeated. If they were
That's
still
it.
Successful, she'd be right over there sleeping
absolutely.
With our ISIS husband while he murdered, raped, and killed Yazidi and
yes.
Christian men and women.
Now, from what I understand, that's the one good thing Obama did, that he denied her reentrance, from what I understand.
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
That's what I understand. The one good thing that I considered he did. You
right.
know. But, I mean, it's a crying out loud shame. Why come back?
Why come back?
I mean, and the horrible thing she said about Americans and wishing the death upon Americans, she doesn't deserve to be on our soil.
Yeah, because if she comes back and she's radicalized.
She is.
She'll play nice to the State Department to try to get back in, to the immigration services, but then she might become a part of a radical cell in the United States.
Absolutely, she would.
Absolutely. I want to go back before we go to our break.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the top of the hour of the false charges of racism against
uh-huh.
our 45th president, and we brought up Reverend Al Sharpton, and I say Reverend very,
oh, please.
Very loosely. But let's think back to Tawana Brawley. how Al Sharpton was a key part in playing into this lie by Tawana Brawley that several white men in upstate New York had raped her, and they ruined these guys' life. And I know Jussie Smollett, that actor from Empire, he was like Tawana Brawley 2.0.
Yes, he was.
The Democrats have they have no plan for the American people, so they just peddle in this, constantly harassing the president, constantly. Now you have Elijah Cummings, who is the head of this committee that received the testimony from Michael Cohen, talking about bringing Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., the Trump family in to testify. For what?
He just wants people
to constantly
look at him. That's
smear
all.
This president.
That's all.
And to drag this president and his family through the mud. That's
ridiculous. You know, I wish the people, where is he from? Is it from Georgia? He's from Georgia.
I think so, yeah.
I wish the people of Georgia and every state that keeps electing these misfits would wake up and say enough is enough and get them out of office. We're going to go to break, and we should have given you the call-in number, but I will do that when we come back. Stay with us. Break time.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back on the air. Today is Saturday, March 2nd, 2019. Thank you for hanging with us, Barbara.
Yes, and I want to give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Your voice, your opinion is very important. Where do we want to go now, Miss?
Well, I just want to clear up something.
Yeah, with John. Yes.
Yeah. Elijah Cummings is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He represents Maryland's 7th District. He's from Baltimore.
Okay.
So I just wanted to clear that up. He's not from Georgia. He is from Maryland.
Yeah, I got him mixed up with the one from Georgia.
That's fine. That's John Lewis down in Georgia. I know who you meant.
Both of them are reprobates.
You know, with Chairman Cummings talking about opening up, bringing in Ivanka Trump to testify, Donald Trump Jr., that's just harassing the president's family, trying to distract this president because he's highly successful. Listen, let's be very real here. Let's get down to brass tacks. Regardless of what side of the political spectrum you are on, you cannot defy metrics, measures, and just how you would measure someone's success.
That's right.
And truth.
Yes.
Whether you like Donald Trump or not, the fact is the man has been successful. When you look at the unemployment rates for blacks, which has been higher than the national average under Barack Obama, the unemployment under Barack Obama did drop to about 7%.
That's high.
That's still high, but in the black community, it was higher.
Yes, it was.
When you look at the fact that President Trump has gotten black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment down to their lowest levels in the history of this country, that is a measure, that is a metric of success.
And female unemployment.
Ownership by females, business ownership and female unemployment has gone down, ownership has gone up. You know, Donald Trump Jr. was at CPAC, which we hope to be there next year.
Held
it every February outside of D.C. And he said, and Jerry Falwell tweeted him, the political left is doing anything they can to undermine this president. And that is the bottom line. That's why we're seeing all these investigations into President Trump that result in nothing. Look, Robert Mueller has spent approximately $25 million.
That was months ago, so it's about $30 million.
It's probably about $30 million, you're right. And 2 years investigating this president, and he has come up with nothing.
And look at how many of the FBI, a trusted law enforcement agency of America, look at how many of them colluded with one another.
Well, interesting, Barbara. There's been no collusion between this president and Russia.
None.
That was the premise upon which they launched this investigation.
That's right. That's right.
Now, the elephant in the room, in my opinion, is that Hillary, along with
Barack Obama,
they enabled Russia to get 20% of our uranium.
And no one says anything.
Is collusion, there's utter silence from the Democrats, from the mainstream media, from academia, from Hollywood.
Yes.
They are so effing hypocritical, it's not even funny.
And look what they did to Bernie Sanders. Not that I'm a fan of Bernie Sanders.
Right.
At the Democratic National Convention, they schemed.
Donna Brazile, who was a key part of the DNC, she ran Al Gore's campaign. She admitted that in 2016, she admitted after the election that they rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. But see, Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite himself, because instead of him fighting and speaking out about the rigging of the primary elections, he went along with it.
Yes.
He got a beach home or a summer home out
he
of it.
He got money out
he
of
got
the
money
deal.
Out of this avowed socialist who thought, who said bread lines in the former Soviet Union was a good thing.
Yes.
He was silent even though he knew that the primaries were rigged against him by people like Donna Brazile and others.
And see, that's one thing the Republicans need to learn from the Democrats, from the independents, from these godless people. They stick together.
Absolutely.
They don't shred one another in a meat grinder.
Absolutely.
You see, even though they rigged that against him, he was working on her campaign, basically. Mm-hmm. He got paid off. We know that.
Yes, that's true.
But they don't stand up there and just destroy one another. Give the other side ammunition against them. They don't do that.
Absolutely.
Study those that you oppose and learn from them. Mm-hmm. Learn from them.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of unfortunate, and it's not kind of, it is unfortunate, that the Democratic Party has become the home of socialists.
Yes.
Anti-American.
Yes.
Of socialists.
Anti-God.
Anti-God. Anti-Semitic, like Ilhan
yes.
Omar, who is still making remarks about if you support Israel, you have dual loyalties. But if you are a radical Muslim, you definitely have a dual loyalty because you refuse to assimilate, and she refuses to assimilate into the American culture.
Did she take her oath on the Quran?
She took her oath on the Quran, and so did Rashida Tlaib, if
That's
I'm
correct.
Not mistaken.
That's correct.
Who has been accused of violation of campaign violation.
Good.
And Ilhan Omar is being investigated for immigration fraud.
Good.
Because she allegedly married her brother in order to immigrate to the United States from Somalia. Now, we rescued this woman, rescued her from a very poverty-stricken country, unstable country, Somalia, to give her, to enable her and her family and other Somalis so that they have a better life. They were put in Minnesota to give them, and they use our kindness, our decency against us.
Well, listen, when you're dealing with godless people,
yep.
What do you expect?
This is true.
They're going to use you until they use you up.
Exactly.
And won't even know you, and unfortunately cut your throat if they can. Look at one of the Somalis that came
exactly.
over there at the university
right.
and tried to kill people.
Yes, exactly.
And those people have done nothing to harm.
And I want to quote the president, President
yes.
Trump, when he tweeted, they don't have anything with Russia. There is no collusion.
Right.
So now they morph into, let's inspect every deal he's ever done. We're going into his finances. We're going to check his deals. We're going to check blah, blah, blah. These people are sick.
They are sick.
Unquote President Trump. The blah, blah, blah I added in. You can only put so many characters into Twitter. But President Trump is absolutely correct.
They
so
are sick.
We've spent $25 million
That's
of
right.
our hard taxpayer money
taxpayer
on
right.
this Robert Mueller investigation. No Russia collusion. When you have evidence that Hillary Clinton participated in quid pro quo. Oh, you want to pay my husband, Bill Clinton, $100,000
to speak?
What
about the servers that she destroyed?
Okay, then I'll see if I can get you a deal. You pay my husband $1 million.
Yes.
The servers she destroyed after she had received a subpoena.
That's right.
And President Trump, then candidate Trump, successfully prosecuted her, in my opinion, during their second or third debate.
That's correct.
I hadn't heard anyone until that point really lay out the case against Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And that needs to be followed up on because she violated the law. I don't know if anyone, and I'm not in the legal field, but I don't know anyone that would have the nerve to know that this is subpoenaed, so I'm going to destroy it.
Absolutely.
And not be held accountable for that.
Now, they're breaking on Twitter. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order protecting free speech at universities, or they can lose federal dollars.
Good.
I think this is absolutely...
And this is how you have to deal with these heathens.
He said this at a CPAC, CPAC speech. He's absolutely right.
That's what you have to do. You have to rein them in. You have to use whatever you can use to let them come back to sanity.
Yes.
This is a time of real insanity, but it's a good time and it's a wonderful time because, number one, we're alive to witness it. We're here to fight it.
Yeah, that's true.
We know what it is.
Right.
And we also have breath in us, thank God, that we can tell those generations coming behind us how dangerous it is.
Well, you know, I want to talk about the MAGA hat, Make America Great Again.
Yes.
We know that was part of the Jussie Smollett hoax, Tawana Brawley 2.0. But the MAGA hat doesn't spark fear. It's not a symbolism of racism, hatred, or anything. It does is bring out the other person's hatred, their racism, their anger.
Yes.
That's what it does. Trump haters, they not only hate Trump, but they hate people like you and I
who
supported Trump.
True.
It's not that we're the racist. If they see a MAGA hat, it brings out their anger, their violence, their bigotry, their whatever, their problem.
And the bottom line,
it is not a symbol of. One black woman actually had the nerve to say on MSNBC that it's like a Klan hood or CNN.
That
is
so
absolutely ridiculous and false. It's just a hat, people. It's just a hat. If you see a MAGA hat and it triggers you, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that means you have the problem.
And you know, there's something wrong with people like that. It's deep seated.
Mm-hmm.
If a hat can cause you to act like that, stand up there and argue with someone you don't know and then try to knock the hat off their head, you really need to go and sit down and say, Lord, what's wrong with me?
Well, that's
because you have let yourself become so open that hatred for a man you don't even know who's done nothing against you has poured in, and you're using that to express a lot of the resentment, the disappointment, the rejection that you've experienced in your life. You're really out of whack with yourself.
Well, I think with Trump's election and his success as president,
yes,
it has exposed a divide in this country.
A very big divide.
Barack Obama played a big role in racial division and identity politics. And we alluded to the American Thinker
article says.
Article, and I'm going to read an excerpt from it, if I may. Quote, in an excellent article by Jeff Lukens here in American Thinker, he asked the question, is a second civil war coming? In reply, I say that America's second civil war has already begun.
Yes, it has.
Its opening shots were fired by Barack Obama when he said, quote, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, unquote. Most of this country is center-right and never considered America a place that needed transformation. Most people can think of things they would change, yes, but few believe that the nation needs to be torn down and rebuilt.
Amen.
Obama failed, but the left soldiers on in its quest for a new America remade in their own image.
Amen.
Let me just quote this part, please. And again, this is from The American Thinker, March 1st, 2019, by William Gensert, the article, America's Second Civil War Has Already Begun. And I will just read this other paragraph and then I'll end it. When Obama went on his world apology tour, he wasn't apologizing for America. He was apologizing for Americans. This is the essence of this second civil war. Leftists are demigods who believe that they are America and that anyone who does not believe in them cannot lay legitimate claim to this country as their own, unquote.
You know, remember Obama said, we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Yes.
That is it. That explains it.
Right.
What you just read and what he said, you can see it more vividly now.
And because Hillary did not win, she was supposed to continue on. And she said
she was going to do
that. She would be the third term of Barack Obama.
That's correct.
And the push towards socialism would have continued under if she had become Madam President.
Yes.
But due to the fact that God, in my opinion, really interceded and Donald Trump became president, the hatred from the left, their ugly fangs, their fangs of hatred
are showing. Yes.
And we talked about the MAGA hat a couple of minutes ago. There was an 81-year-old man here in New Jersey who was basically attacked because he had the MAGA hat. They did catch the suspect. We had a young man on the campus, University of California in Berkeley, who was attacked because he worked for Turning Point, Charlie Kirk's organization. He was attacked. They finally caught him. A MAGA hat should not trigger your hatred.
No.
If you hate President Trump, as we have been focusing on this entire show, if you hate President Trump, you need to examine
yourself. There's something wrong with you. That's right.
I mean, we are sane people. We're not brainwashed. The Trump campaign is not paying us. We're not being paid by a billionaire conservative who's hiding in the wings somewhere, who writes our scripts for this radio program.
Amen.
Who guided you to write your book.
No.
We truly believe this. We are black women born and raised in the way of the Democratic Party, because that's how black people are brainwashed.
In their vein.
And looking at everything logically.
Yes.
And through the prism also of Christianity, our Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Absolutely. And honesty.
You can only come to one conclusion. And I will find the Bible quote, and I will bring it next week, in which the right, God will separate us, and those on the left will be left out. And I will bring you that scripture next week. It's very important as Christians, if you are a Christian or a Jew listening to me, and you believe in the Bible, you will need to align your beliefs, and that includes voting, with the Bible, or God will hold you accountable.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You cannot really say that you're a Christian and knowingly vote for those who say kill the babies. You know, I talked about the doctor, Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson. Her father was a minister. Her mother was a teacher. Mm-hmm. She fought strenuously for the unborn. She was the one who introduced President Reagan to the right to life. He got introduced to that from her.
Wow.
She looked at her Christianity, and she looked at the fact that she was a doctor. She says what that Roe versus Wade turned doctors into executioners.
That's an excellent point.
She said that she went into medicine because she went there to save lives, not to kill.
And I just brings me to another point, Barbara. I'm glad you brought that up. And Hal Shurtleff, he runs a Christian camp.
Oh, my goodness.
Up in
Camp Constitution.
Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I think it's outside of Pittsfield. He actually drove for Dr. Jefferson, whatever her name is. But I want to point
out Mildred Faye Jefferson.
Thank you for correcting me. The Senate Republicans introduced the Born Alive Act, and basically if a baby survives a botched abortion, a baby survives an abortion, that the baby would be given medical care to live. Those all of the Democrats who were running for president voted against
that,
helping a helpless child who happened to survive an abortion. Now, that
is just
totally godless. Yes.
And I wish that when Obama was running for president, that they had brought that up. Because on his 2007 senatorial record, he also voted against giving any baby who survived an abortion any medical care. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. There's nothing to be sorry about. I think that's very important. So the Democrat, we're not even talking about abortion.
The media didn't even cover these things.
No, we're not even talking about abortion here, folks. What we're talking about is a child is
surviving.
Born alive, survives an abortion.
Yes.
And Democrats refuse to vote to protect the innocent child.
Right.
That's how radical they are in their views. They're radical in immigration. They're radical in Israel. They're radical in innocent babies. You're acting as an executioner, whereas someone who has murdered or serial murdered women, men, whatever.
They want you to have mercy.
They want to have mercy and not give them the death penalty. But they're giving the death penalty to innocent babies who have done nothing. Now, you could say, well, the one who's on trial, well, he's a fully grown man or woman, but that fully grown man or woman has not contributed to society if he took the life of an innocent victim. So you can't even use that as an argument.
But you see, they've become so godless. The bottom line is they don't just hate America. They hate In God We Trust.
Oh, no. It goes very deep. You're right.
It goes very, very deep.
Very deep.
So if God says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, they say that that is horrible and that's murder.
Well, you know,
if God says life is sacred, they say that we can decide whether or not that life is.
You know, Barbara, you tapped onto something in our waning moments. It's deeper than just them being politically opposite of us. They are fighting a war against the God of Abraham, Isaac,
yes,
and Jacob.
Yes, they are.
Now, they may not verbalize it, but that's what they're doing.
That's right.
That's why, even though not all Muslims, but most believe in Sharia law, and Sharia law, women are treated as second-class citizens, homosexuals can be murdered. Now these liberals say they love homosexuals, they love women, and yet they will march with Muslims against
who
this will country
kill them.
Who will absolutely kill them. They will march with Muslims who believe in Sharia law in a minute, but will fight against Christians
in a minute. One thing that came to me, you know, like Dr. Jefferson said, that the babies' lives are the most expendable. Mm-hmm. Those babies can't vote.
Yeah.
Those babies can't talk, speak mm-hmm. up, and they just, to them, they're expendable.
Mm. Well, that's
I thought that was sad.
Yep.
It's very sad. But listen, these are the best of times, and we have a job to do, and let's do it. Tune in again next Saturday to
Our Urban Story.
God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time willing to visit, visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.